This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, November 15, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government will soon start the mobile COVID-19 vaccination program for minors between 12 and 17, a city government official said. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, City COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson, urged parents to have their children inoculated if they are within the age bracket, as there are so many ways for them to avail of the program. Sclosser also added that the release of the reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction test results will be faster. She said the city government recently turned over two machines to the Broken Shire Molecular Biology Laboratory to ensure that more tests are processed within a shorter period of time. The Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases recently placed the city and the region under Alert Level 2 until the end of the month. In business, the Department of Energy has welcomed the pronouncements of the United States on its renewable energy plans and shared the country's sustainability approach during the recent launch of the Clean Energy Demand Initiative at the 26th United Nations Climate Change Conference of the Parties in Glasgow, Scotland. John Kerry, U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, announced the Clean Energy Demand Initiative's plans for the private sector to go 100% RE as part of their response efforts to combat the climate crisis. Responding to Secretary Kerry's speech, DOE Undersecretary and Spokesperson Felix William Fontebella lauded the latest intervention of the U.S. and recommended that before going fully renewable, the U.S. companies should first consider practicing energy efficiency and conservation. In another story, a tourism industry expert said bringing farms to cities addresses food shortage, provides livelihood opportunities, and an avenue for education, additional revenue, and community bonding. Dr. Mina Gabor, chair and president of the International School of Sustainable Tourism, has encouraged exporters to explore opportunities or expand investments in urban farm tourism, which is deemed a viable business, especially amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Gabor said several products, from packaged foods to those types that can be woven and embroidered, are now available in farm tourist sites. In sports, the Philippine Athletics Track and Field Association is planning to send the top national track and field athletes to train in the U.S. Philip Elahuico, who has been re-elected president of the association, said the plan is to send up top athletes who are to participate in the upcoming Southeast Asian Games. Aside from Eric Gray, who has been based in Texas, others who are expected to undergo training in the U.S. are hurdler Clinton Bautista, javelin thrower Melvin Calano, decathlete Aries Toledo, marathoner Christine Haliasgo, and heptathlete Sarah DeKeenan. In the Philippine Basketball Association, San Miguel has continued to dismantle its Death 5 as it has sent Alex Cabagno to Terra Firma for Simon Inciso. The deal came after the team shipped forward Arwin Santos to Northport for bruiser Vic Manuel. The remaining members of the core include Junmar Fajardo, Marshall Lassiter, and Chris Ross. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.